We thank you again today for joining us on this website. The last few days we've been looking to the subject of prayer. We know that prayer has to be offered to the Father in the name of Jesus or by His authority. Today we're going to see that it needs to be under the direction of the Holy Spirit. In Psalm 145 and verse 18, the psalmist says that the Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. Here, thousands of years before the days that we are currently living and before the days of Christ, the psalmist says that God is near those who call upon Him. But we must call upon Him according to truth. Well, that begs the question, my friend, what is truth? Well, Jesus said in John chapter 17 and verse 17 to the Father, He says to sanctify or set apart His followers by His truth, His word. Is truth. So when we pray by the direction of the Holy Spirit, my friend, we need to be praying according to the truth that He has delivered to us. In John chapter 16 and verse 13, Jesus told His disciples that the Holy Spirit would come and He would guide them into all truth. Not some of it, not part of it, but all of it. So all that we have today penned by those writers in our Bibles are given to us through inspiration of God. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 reiterates that point, that all Scripture is given to us by inspiration of God. So if we're going to pray by the direction of the Holy Spirit, we need to pray according to the truth that is only found in God's Word. The Holy Spirit inspired those men who penned these words, and through these words we can know exactly what the will of God is. So we need to make sure then that we pray according to His will. As we see there in the book of 1 John chapter 5, notice what John says beginning in verse 14. He says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." My friend, how can we know the will of God once again? By only searching and knowing the Scriptures. The whole inspired writer John here tells us that we need to pray only what is according to His will. That's when we know truly that God will hear us and that God will respond to those prayers. I ask you again today, are you praying to the Father? Are you praying in the name of or by the authority of Jesus Christ? And are you praying according to the direction of the Holy Spirit? That is, according to only God's will, as we find in this inspired writers in our Bible.